The following program, produced by Temple University for WFIL and the Philadelphia Public Schools, is the nation's longest consecutive series of educational radio broadcasts presented by a commercial station. Time now for Studio Schoolhouse. Come with us for a visit to Storyland. And here to take us into the magic land of stories is your story lady, Miss Marguerite.
Hello, girls and boys. Welcome to Storyland. Today we bring you the first part of a very special story. This is a tale of magic. It seems real enough in the beginning, but it quickly turns into an adventure that is both strange and dreamlike. Our story begins in the home of the Darling family in England. Before we know it, we're whisked off to Neverland, as you will soon find out as you listen to part one of the story of Peter Pan. Wendy and John and Michael would never have left home if Nana had not been tied up outdoors for the evening. Nana was the children's nurse, and she was not usually tied up, even though she was a huge Newfoundland dog. Usually, she slept in a kennel in their room to see that they didn't get into any mischief during the night. But Mr. and Mrs. Darling, Wendy and John and Michael's mother and father, had never quite agreed on the advantages of having a dog for a nurse. Mr. Darling always scowled and said that Nana acted as though the children were her puppies. Nevertheless, up until now, Mr. Darling never had an excuse for punishing the dog. It was early evening, and Nana was in the bathroom getting the children ready for bed. Mrs. Darling sat by the fire in their darkened bedroom. She was waiting to tell them a bedtime story before she and Mr. Darling went to a party. Suddenly, she heard a soft noise behind her and turned. A strange boy she had never seen before was dancing gaily around the room. He was dressed in green leaves and wore a green cap with a sweeping feather. He had not noticed Mrs. Darling in the dark. "Who are you?" she said. Alarmed, he turned and saw her, and then he leaped for the window. "Nana," she called. Nana bounded into the room and raced to the window. The boy was too quick for the faithful dog. He stood on the windowsill a moment and then flew off into the night, but not before Nana caught his shadow in her teeth. Nana wanted to toss the shadow away, but Mrs. Darling was afraid the boy would miss it, so she carefully folded it up and put it away in the bureau drawer. Perhaps he would come for it. She did hope he wouldn't, though. He looked nice, about Wendy's age, but somehow she was afraid when she thought of him. As she was shutting the drawer, Mr. Darling came in, all dressed for the party.
Down, Nana, down. Now do you see what that dog has done? It's gotten hairs all over my new suit. Well, that does it. Nana, you'll be chained outdoors for the night. Now, dogs don't belong in the house anyway.
Oh, no, Father.
No, please let Nana stay with us. Oh, please let her stay.
No, please, dear. I'd feel better if she stayed with the children tonight.
Nope. I will not change my mind. Out in the yard with you. Come on, that's the place for dogs. Come on, come on.
Mrs. Darling tucked the children into bed and told them a story. Then she and Mr. Darling turned out the lights and left for their party.